Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so very happy to get some time with you. And,
oh my goodness,
this is a really amazing interview with Dr. Dawn Colbert on Beyond Keto. You're like, what is keto? Well, that's why you need to watch. And you're like, Beyond Keto, I already know what it is. Well, all the more reason to watch, because Dr. Dawn talks us through some things that you don't know related to keto and what's beyond that. So before we hop into that, Mom, do you have a testimony to share with us?
Oh, I love this. Marta watched our program on cars, houses, and jobs, and was gifted a new car from her family. This is so wonderful.
I love that, Mom. And you know, nothing's impossible with God.
No.
You might be watching right now. Maybe you need a car, or maybe you need a job. Maybe you need a house. Maybe you need some help with your medical diagnosis. Maybe you've got some family issues that are challenging, relationship issues. Maybe you're struggling in your soul and you've just been kind of in a depressed season, depressed mood. And we'd love for you to hop on the phone, get on the website. And really, when you do as well, grab your copy of Beyond Keto, because sometimes your diet can affect your behavior, your outlook, your emotions. So it would be helpful to grab your copy of Beyond Keto. And of course, I want to say this to you. You can call for any need that you have in your life, no matter how big, no matter how little, whether it's cancer, whether it's some kind of a brain issue, whether it's a family thing, no matter what, God answers prayer. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to pray for you. And partners, special shout out to our partners. You are so fantastic. You help us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. So thank you, partners. Everyone who is watching this program right now, you're watching because partners have been so steady, consistent in prayer and financial support. So partners, you're wonderful. You're expressing God's love in super powerful ways. Let's watch this interview now.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table Book, featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful Inheritance Devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Thank you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are delighted to get some time with you and introduce to you our fantastic guest, Dr. Dawn Colbert. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
I've heard of you for decades. You're like a legend.
I've been around for many years.
Well, praise God. But not everybody in our audience might know who you are. So right. Can you just give us a quick little bio and
sure.
Then we'll jump into your book.
Well, sure. I've been a medical doctor for now about 35 years. Been practicing solo practice in two offices, Orlando, Florida, and in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And at first, I did family practice, board-certified in family practice, but then the Lord shifted me in the 1990s to more nutritional medicine and age management medicine and anti-aging and preventive medicine. So we found an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And now I use mainly healthy diets like Beyond Keto, nutritional supplementation, bioidentical hormones, and forgiveness therapy. I take so many people through forgiveness therapy because unforgiveness literally opens the door to almost every disease that you can imagine.
Wow.
So we've been doing that for over 30 years.
Amazing. Never even thought of that. That's pretty cool. And you have your book called Beyond Keto.
Yes.
And of course, we want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy. This is a really great, great book. But what's the premise behind this? Why keto?
Well, because most everyone that comes in my office has insulin resistance or prediabetes, or they're overweight or obese. And so the reason being is because most Americans are eating too much sugar, too many carbohydrates, especially processed carbs, and too many starches. And this causes blood sugar levels to rise, insulin levels to rise, belly fat to be deposited in the abdominal area, which in turn creates inflammation and literally invites every disease into the body. So the reason being is because for years, the U.S. dietary guidelines have been recommending that we consume between 45 and 65% of our calorie intake as carbs and starches. If we do that, we're going to be either pre-diabetic, diabetic, or insulin resistant. It's just pure and simple, and obese. So I developed the keto diet years ago, but then I found out a lot of people had developed high cholesterol and certain inflammatory issues. They were choosing the wrong fats, lots of dairy, lots of saturated fats, not enough fiber and not enough veggies and not enough fish oil. So I changed it, especially I had an aha moment when I went to Greece years ago. And in Greece, they consume about 40% of their calories as fat, but mainly in the form of olive oil, and they eat a lot of fish. They don't have near the inflammatory diseases we have over here, nor their obesity. And even though a high percent smoke, about almost 40% smoke, they have an amazingly low incidence of lung cancer. And I said, how can this be? It's because they follow a Mediterranean diet with lots of olive oil, healthy fats, lots of veggies, lots of fiber. So I said, that's the key. We've got to decrease especially these carbs, sugars, starches, and especially the processed carbs, and eat more of a healthy keto Mediterranean diet. And see, I would say at least 95 to 99% of keto diets are unhealthy. Simply because of too much dairy. Dairy is inflammatory for most people. In fact, it's the second most common food allergy I see. But also, there's not near enough fiber. 95% of Americans don't need enough fiber. We don't need enough veggies. And so, again, we're putting in the right oils, especially olive oil. Most Americans consume about 35% of their calories as fat, but it's inflammatory fat that's creating high cholesterol, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, and every autoimmune disease. Most every chronic disease is inflammatory in nature. So the Beyond Keto diet uses the healthiest of the fats, the healthy proteins, and the low glycemic carbs. And what we do is we put that fuel mixture together with the right fiber, with the right veggies, and we create a fuel mixture that literally prevents most every disease. We let literally your food become your medicine. Mm. And it's so powerful, we're able to prevent and start to reverse most diseases.
Man, I'm telling you, you totally need to hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy of Beyond Keto. And honestly, I think you ought to get at least 3 to 5 copies, pass them out to your friends, because I'll bet you one of the things I like about this is it's not a diet. It's more speaking into the lifestyle and how you eat and adjusting that. And I like in here, one of the things I really like is all the recipes.
Yes. And plus what I help them is when people attain their goal weight, then we'll make a metabolic shift over to the Mediterranean keto diet. And that enables them to maintain their weight. But what happens with keto that most people don't understand, when your body undergoes nutritional ketosis, your body undergoes a metabolic shift from burning sugar as your primary fuel source to burning fat and ketone bodies. It's a superior fuel source for your brain and for your body, and it decreases inflammation dramatically. You see, when you burn sugar, carbs, and starches as fuel, it's a dirty fuel. It's kind of like diesel fuel where you see that plume of smoke coming out of that diesel engine. You're behind it and you have to roll your windows up real fast. Well, when you burn sugar, it is an inflammatory fuel and it starts to damage your mitochondria, which you have mitochondria in every cell that produces energy. The most is in your brain and in your heart because it never stops. But also in every cell in your body, you have mitochondria. And what happens, the more sugar you burn, the more it burns out your mitochondria where they produce less and less energy, or ATP. That's real energy. So the keto diet makes that metabolic shift. It only takes about 14 hours for many people to make that metabolic shift. Well, but in some people, if they're pre-diabetic or diabetic, it may take them as long as 2 or 3 weeks to make that metabolic shift. But as they do this, literally their body will make that conversion from burning sugar as their fuel to burning fat, and then inflammation decreases dramatically. And that's what I did when I had severe psoriasis. I cut out all of those sugars and inflammatory foods that were creating, fueling the psoriasis that I had. Wow. And I've done this with every disease pretty much out there, especially type 2 diabetes,
Amazing how this helps if we catch it in time. Now, once you've had diabetes for over 10 years or over 20 years, you probably burned out a lot of your beta cells that produce insulin. So if you're a type 1 diabetic, I tell people do not stop taking your insulin. But it's amazing how the keto diet done well can sometimes, if caught soon enough, reverse even type 1 diabetes.
Wow.
That was unheard of before.
Yeah.
But now you can we've had reports. We're seeing that's actually, if you follow a healthy keto diet, actually type 1 in some cases can be reversed. Now, others can't. But again, I think we're getting closer to some major answers with this.
Hmm. And you can get the book, and we want you to have it. It's very important. And I want to pray with you right now. And so you can call for prayer and you can get the book or books. You know, books work while you sleep. People who wouldn't listen to you will read the book and you'll be a blessing to them. So pick up your phone, call us, and get at least 3 or 4 books. Pass them on. You know, this is important that we get people informed about health. Say what you like. This is so important. And so we're waiting to hear from you today. So please call and get your books because you can pass it on. Pass it on. Yeah, I like to give away books, you know, because most people who won't even listen to you will read the book. And the book can bring health because it gives them knowledge and wisdom. So thank you for calling in today. Thank you for getting several books and pass them on because we want to help people. We're Christians. We like to help people. And if you're not a Christian, you like to be helped. So this is important for you. And I like to read. I always have a stack of books because I like to read. And I don't want to be stupid. I want to be informed. So put your hand on your heart. Say, I don't want to be stupid. I want to be informed. But I'm telling you, you can't be informed if you don't have the books that you need. So call us and know that we love you and appreciate you. We love to pray for you. And you are a blessing to us.
It's really good. And you know, Mom, we might have people watching right now. If you're watching and you're struggling in your family, you have some relationship needs. If you're struggling and you have some depression in your heart, maybe you're having to make some decisions with your finances, we want to pray for you. And of course, grab your copy of the book, but give us the opportunity, the privilege of getting to pray for you and the specific needs in your life on this day today. Most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life.
Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed. Diets like keto and Mediterranean are great, but now there's something better. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you the best-selling author, Dr. Don Colbert's book, Beyond Keto. Through this life-improving book, you will learn how to balance your hormones and heal your gut, eliminate inflammation and related diseases, boost your energy and shift your body into fat-burning mode, and much more. We will also send you the 8 Ways God Heals the Sick and Confessions of Health and Healing CDs. For your gift of $99 or more, we will include our Healing Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will keep you warm and will look great displayed in your home. God's plan is for you to be healed and whole. Give your body what it needs to conquer disease and lose weight for good. Call or click today for this life-changing offer.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. And Dr. Don, you talk about the importance of fiber.
Yes.
And give lots of examples of how we can get enough fiber.
Absolutely. And again, realize that 95% of Americans don't get enough fiber. 95% of us. A woman typically needs approximately 25 grams of fiber a day, but an average woman doesn't get near that much. They get around 10 to 15. The average men should get about 38 grams of fiber a day. And men are woefully lacking in fiber. And again, the fiber, there's many sources of fiber. Of course, there's beans, peas, lentils. My favorite is psyllium husk powder. And you can get that over the counter at any health food store. If people don't like the taste, there's Fiber Zone, which we have that's delicious. Or your berries are high in fiber. Now, you got to be careful because a lot of foods that are high in fiber are also high in carbohydrates. Okay, so again, wheat bread and all of that, it has wheat flour in it, but it is high in carbohydrates. Brown rice, real high in carbs. It'll throw you out of the keto zone. And again, I recommend the healthy keto diet. There's a major distinction between the keto diet and the healthy keto diet. Over 95% of keto diets are unhealthy. They eat slabs of bacon, tons of cheese, tons of whipping cream or cream in their coffees, or they have lots of butter and lots of processed meats and steaks that are highly fatty. Realize animals store a lot of their toxins in their fat, like dioxins and PCBs.
Could you say that again?
Yes, animals store a lot of their toxic waste or toxic material like dioxins, PCBs, which are carcinogenic, in their fatty tissues, as well as farm-raised fish. But butter, cheese, cream, they're high in PCBs. Fatty steaks are high in hamburger meat, high in PCBs. We want healthy sources of protein. Grass-fed beef that's leaner because it has less toxins. And also you want chicken that are pastured or range-fed, organic. You want organic range-fed eggs. You want turkey and, these are healthy sources of protein, but also you want healthy sources of plants like veggies and salad vegetables, which are real high in fiber, your spinach and kale. That is really good with olive oil, with a little vinegar. If you want apple cider vinegar, that olive oil is so healthy for you. That's a healthy fat. It's anti-inflammatory. So getting back to your question about fiber, a lot of veggies are high in fiber. Okay, and now your berries are high in fiber, yet low in sugar. So I choose berries. I choose salads. And again, in the Mediterranean portion of the keto diet, we add our beans, peas, lentils, hummus, chickpeas that are chock full of fiber. But you got to be careful if you have gut issues, because if you have gut issues, they may make you have a little gas. Okay. So you may have to have an enzyme, beta-galactosidase or BINO, prior to eating those. But we need fiber. My best advice for fiber: get psyllium husk powder or Fiber Zone and supplement with that. I tell people fiber covers a multitude of dietary sin. So if you do go out and eat that steak, or you do go out and you eat that, that sugar dessert that you wanted, that pie or cake or cookie or whatever, the fiber will bind that, most of that. It'll lower the glycemic index. You won't get that sugar spike and that inflammatory reaction. It'll bind it and help you get rid of that. So again, I love fiber. When I ever eat bacon, I'll eat bacon a couple of times a week. Within an hour, I'll take my fiber, a heaping teaspoon or sometimes a tablespoon, with 4 to 8 ounces of cold water, and boom, it'll help to bind and eliminate the inflammatory food or the bacon that I've consumed.
Mm-hmm. You know, you might be watching right now and you're like, wow, I didn't realize there's so much helpful information. Well, grab your copy of Beyond Keto. And I know also some of you watching, you're struggling with some family issues. You're having some difficulties with your finances. Some of you watching right now, you're having difficulties on decisions that you have to make, kind of at a fork in the road. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We would love to pray for you no matter what the need is. And of course, grab your copy of Beyond Keto. And Dr. Dunn, we were talking kind of offline a little bit. There's a difference between keto and healthy keto.
Absolutely.
And what is that?
Well, the main difference is keto includes regular keto is simply all the fats you want, which are inflammatory fats like saturated fat and coconut oil and butter and cream and cheese and fried foods and fatty meats. Those are not healthy fats. It also includes, it doesn't have enough fiber, it doesn't have enough veggies, and it doesn't have enough fish oil. Those are anti-inflammatory. So to make the keto diet healthy, I use the Mediterranean keto diet, which has lots of fiber, lots of veggies, lots of fish oil, and the healthy meats, the healthy proteins, the healthy veggies, and minimal carbs. And that simply makes it the healthy keto diet.
So when you talk veggies, because like veggies mm-hmm. is a whole wide array. I mean, I could do veggies all the way from like potatoes all the way to...
Potatoes are starchy vegetables. Yep. They're a nightshade, inflammatory for a lot of people, but they spike your sugar, see? You say, well, what about sweet potatoes? They also will spike your sugar. So when you're on keto, you want to minimize those. Now, you can occasionally get a small amount, but it have to be like a small potato the size of like half the size of a tennis ball. So again, we want non-starchy veggies. We want the broccoli, the kale, the cauliflower, the cabbage, the asparagus, things like this, the green beans. Mm-hmm. These are low glycemic veggies and carbs that will not spike the blood sugar. It's amazing when we do this, we're able to make that metabolic shift from burning sugar to burning fat as fuel. Mm-hmm. But you got to have the right ratio of fat. You're going to need between 60 and 75% of your calories as healthy fat, like mm-hmm. olive oil, avocado oil, nuts and seeds. These are healthy fats that are anti-inflammatory. And then you need those the fiber. Like I say, the fiber brings the sugar down. So if you do ever eat a potato, if you're using olive oil and fiber, it'll keep that glycemic index low. You won't get that sugar spike. But again, it's simply putting in the right fats, the right carbohydrates, and the right proteins mm-hmm. and the right fuel mixture. Mm-hmm. And that makes a healthy keto diet.
And when you talk olive oil, because there's all different kinds of olive oil.
Yes,
there's regular
week,
olive oil.
I discussed
extra
that.
Virgin. What do you do on all of those?
Well, again, there's organic extra virgin olive oil, which is good. And then which is better is high polyphenol organic olive oil, which is also extra virgin. And which is even better is organic oleocanthal. It's the king of all polyphenols. So we have three, oleocanthal, O-L-E-O-C-A-N-T-H-A-L, oleocanthal. It's the most powerful of the polyphenols. And so the polyphenols are the most powerful anti-inflammatory compounds in olive oil. Olive oil has about 36 of these powerful polyphenols. The most powerful of all of them is the oleocanthal. I went to Athens, Greece, to the University of Athens, and I got to talk with Dr. Magiatis for like 3 hours, who's one of the authorities on olive oil, and he gave me tremendous information on all the powerful benefits of olive oil, high polyphenol olive oil, and oleocanthal olive oil.
Wow.
So I talk about all that in the book, and it's absolutely fascinating because we literally let our food become our medicine. Mm-hmm. This is powerful anti-inflammatory compounds that literally help protect us against most every disease.
So you're saying food can be your medicine.
Absolutely, but we got to get away from eating these inflammatory oils that we're hooked on here. Here, most people are eating corn oil, soybean oil. They're getting fried foods, French fries, cooked in these horrible inflammatory oils. When what we need is we don't want to cook in olive oil. If you're going to cook, cook in avocado oil. It has a smoke point of 570 degrees, so it's not going to oxidize.
Wow.
So, and don't cook in butter and don't cook in coconut oil. Those are high saturated fats. But don't cook with olive oil. Put your olive oil in your salad. If you want vinegar, use some apple cider vinegar or whatever you want. But that olive oil is so powerful for you. It's anti-inflammatory. It's filling. And you'll start to burn fat as fuel. And literally, you can cut down to just 2 meals a day. And you'll practice intermittent fasting. And when you do that, you unleash the most powerful process in the body called autophagy, where you literally start to increase this powerful chemical called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It starts to heal the brain. It starts to literally get rid of beta amyloid out of the brain. And it's amazing how it works.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you can't get all of that one shot. You got to have the book. And so I would encourage you to call and get several books and pass them on. We want people to be healthy, and we want to be healthy.
Diets like keto and Mediterranean are great, but now there's something better. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you the best-selling author, Dr. Don Colbert's book, Beyond Keto. Through this life-improving book, you will learn how to balance your hormones and heal your gut, eliminate inflammation and related diseases, boost your energy and shift your body into fat-burning mode, and much more. We will also send you the 8 Ways God Heals the Sick and Confessions of Health and Healing CDs. For your gift of $99 or more, we will include our Healing Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will keep you warm and will look great displayed in your home. God's plan is for you to be healed and whole. Give your body what it needs to conquer disease and lose weight for good. Call or click today for this life-changing offer.
Thank you so much for watching. Dr. Don, would you pray for our audience, please?
Absolutely. Praise God. Just bow your heads and let's just go to the Lord. And first of all, we're going to need to repent because many of us, including myself, I was abusing my temple. So just say, Father, I repent for abusing my temple. I choose to put living food into my body. I thank you, Lord, that Paul said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which is of God? And we were bought with a price by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So I choose to glorify God in my body by choosing the right food. No longer will I allow sugar, breads, starches, junk food to be my comforter, but I thank you, Holy Ghost. You are my comforter, and I choose to put living food that'll bring life to my body and will help prevent and reverse every disease. I speak health over your body, health over your mind, energy. I thank you, Lord, that He will satisfy you with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I just speak that blessing on all of the partners here that are watching this. And I just thank you, Lord, that you are walking in divine health. In Jesus' name.
So I want you to say, today is the best day of my life because Jesus Christ lives big in me today. I believe it and I receive it. In Jesus' name, receive.